today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Almighty. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamun Alaikum. So welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. We're going to speak about hope for Allah. Be with us.
So far from you, yet to me you were always so close. I wandered lost in the dark. I closed my eyes to all the signs you put in my way. I walked every day further and further away from you. Ooh, Allah, you brought me home. I thank you with every breath I take.
Today, Tuesday, is the 20th of Rajab, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 3rd of Bahman, 1400 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 22nd of February, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's open Allah's book, the Holy Quran, and we'll listen to verse 53 of chapter Zumar.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Qul ya 'ibadiyalladhina asrafu 'ala anfusihim la taqnatu min rahmatillah. In الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم.
Say, O my servants who have transgressed against themselves by sinning, do not despair of the mercy of Allah. Indeed, Allah forgives all sins. Indeed, it is He who is the forgiving, the merciful.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The blessed verse provides all sinners with the hope of turning to Allah Almighty, since the main goal behind all is to guide men toward Him, Allah, rather than hostility and vengeance. He is oft forgiving and most compassionate. Reflection on the meaning of the verse indicates that it is the most promising verse addressed to all sinners. According to a tradition narrated from the Commander of Faithful Imam Ali alayhi salam, the extent of its implication is such that no verse may be found throughout the Holy Quran to be more inclusive than this one.
Allahu Allahu Allahu.
For Allah is our topic. Hope is not for a person who is lazy or does not endeavor to remain upon the path of those who strive and exert great efforts. Such a person is just like someone who wants to grow plants and see them bearing fruit without bothering to cultivate or water the seeds. Is this person equal to another who digs the soil, plants the seeds, and waters them carefully and regularly? Only the latter can realistically hope that his plants will grow fruitful. This is also the case regarding hope for the bestowal of the mercy of Allah. Moreover, it was said, faith is not wishful thinking, but rather it is what is instilled in the heart and proven by good deeds. Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bihi nasta'in. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with having hope in God, in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From the Islamic perspective, the divine mercy takes precedence over the divine wrath. And when everybody realizes this, this gives encouragement to everybody such that they know that upon doing anything good or upon doing anything praiseworthy, commendable, they would receive abundant rewards in return. However, for wrongdoing, they would receive the least amount due in this regard. Now, we find that at the end, we find that everybody is going to experience death. And death is the opening gate and opening way to eternal life in the world hereafter. Anybody who claims to be a pious person should make oneself ready for his or her life in the world hereafter. So long as people are alive in this world, they have the opportunity and the position to correct their own behavior and to correct the way they treat other people and other things. However, in the world hereafter, I mean, since the coming of death on, there wouldn't be any sort of such opportunity for anybody to be able to do whatever he or she might wish. So everybody is expected to seize this opportunity so long as everybody is alive in this world. They would be able to do their best, both for themselves and for the rest of people. And it holds true that the praiseable jobs one accomplishes in return to, with regard to others, he or she would certainly receive the good or undesirable effects of the jobs one does concerning other people.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio. Today's special.
IRIB English Radio presents this program, Today's Special, now on Constructive Hope. Hope and good opinion towards Allah is the secret of many individual, social, moral, and material successes. This world holds an important place in the dictionary of Islamic education, and the verse of the Holy Quran encourages hope in Allah and reproach hopeless in Allah's grace. Allah wants the sinners to return to Him with hope in His grace and to repent. It is the only way to restrain deviation and direct men to the right path. Allah speaks to the sinners using the word, "My slaves, my servants," and this shows how He is merciful and compassionate to His servants. Sometimes you encounter people that say, "Despite being optimistic and hopeful, I never embraced success in my life. I want to be virtuous and a believer. I want to be unselfish and helpful. I want to study and be good-humored, but I don't know what the obstacle in my way is and how I can succeed."
Jazadi wal ikrami, of all power, my need in my darkest hour, my Lord.
Finding meaning is one of the tips for remaining hope. Let's listen more about it. He who has a why to live for can bear with almost anyhow. It is your why for living that provides you with the motivation and inspiration to hope and to make something positive of your life. In the quest to discover or recapture your life's purpose and meaning, it can be helpful to ask yourself, what would I do with my life if I had only 1 year to live? Your answer to that question will clearly show the things you value and the things that inspire you the most. When you know what drives you and what you can offer the world, dealing with accepting what has happened in your life become a little easier. Knowing your life has a purpose and meaning is the foundation for living hopefully and is the element you will return to when your positivity and emotions falter. Once you have a strong foundation, you can then begin to get your head around the way your life has changed and appropriate what you still have.
أمير المؤمنين صلوات الله عليه اتقوا باطل الأمل. He says, make sure you refrain yourself from the wrong hope, from the wrong dreams. For, he said, a day can begin while everyone wishes they had its beginning. You begin a day and someone comes and tells you you have a raise. You've been promoted. You're the CEO. A day may begin in such a manner and its end may end with miseries. And he says in the same time, be hopeful. Don't say, oh my God, this day started in such an awful way. I wonder how its end going to be. No, you may start a day on a bad note, but its end could be a day where everyone would wish to have. Therefore, we have to keep a balance in the relationship of hope. The negative aspects of hope, especially in regards to this life. Amir al-Mu'mineen salawatullahi alayhi says, Al-amalu sultanu shaytani ala qulubil ghafilin. Amal or hope is the most powerful element or tool used by the shaitan in order to make the believers absent-minded of the hereafter, of repentance, to procrastinate, to say we won't go to Hajj this year. We have hope that next year we'll have better businesses, we'll have more time, and we'll go next year. Not paying our dues, our khums, our zakat. Inshallah, next year we'll have more, we'll do more. Not wearing the hijab when I'm 20 and 25, hoping that I'm going to be 50, and then I will wear the hijab.
On this episode of today's special, we spoke about hope for Allah and generally, our topic was about hope. Inshallah, we'll continue this interesting topic. Till then, fi amanah.
From the wind to the trees, to the buzzing of the bees, Ya Rabbil Alameen, your creation is a dream. From the stars to the moon, your dominion is so vast, yet your beauty isn't seen. Ya Rabbi, please accept my prayer. Ya Rabbil Alameen. رحمن يا رحيم يا رب العالمين يا رحمن يا رحيم لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله عليه صلاة الله عليه بركة الله لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله عليه صلاة الله